More after this on 720 WGN. It's Monday night, which means it's Music Monday on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. Live in the Allstate Showcase studio, we have Peasantry with us. Here they are with their song, Stewardess.
Sipping on a rum and coke in first class. Between like the breeze, stop and greet me, please. Be my stewardess. In that tight black dress, make my flight.
You weren't done, were you?
Are you done?
I didn't look like he was going to start singing again.
Right. We've done that.
Go ahead.
We've cut people off before. That's why she's so hesitant.
We've got to tell musicians to like give me a nod and go, your turn.
You have to point
it's
at
okay. Yeah, you got to. Like, okay, you really, you do have to point
to
at me. Thank you. Gentlemen, your names again?
So I'm Cyrus.
Cyrus.
And I'm Nick.
Hey, Nick and Cyrus. Wonderful music. By the way, I'm on your Facebook page. Already, Craig, I'm all in. They have a vintage poster of the original Batgirl.
Well, plus, they're both obviously Smashing Pumpkins fans, right?
True. Yeah, this is true.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's why I was. And also, they have a Matrix meme.
Nice!
For what if I told you that on March 22nd, 2016, Peasantry will play at Shubas for the first time. You guys excited?
That is tomorrow.
Yeah, we're really pumped.
Excellent.
Staying current with the memes.
Yes, you got to on top of the memes. I live my life in memes.
Me too.
Some days I get out of my car, I'm like, zero Fs given today.
I kind of feel like life is just a big meme.
It has become that. I think memes just celebrate like their 10th anniversary, and it doesn't seem like it's been that long.
Wow, yeah.
I know. What? I don't know. You can celebrate an anniversary as a meme. I don't know what that meme would look like.
What was the first meme?
Now we have to look. Googling with Craig Collins. What was the first meme? Do you find like you're in a mood and you have to, do you make all your own memes or do you sometimes search for one? Where's one about Monday sock?
I mean, I'm going to have to go with the Garfield image on that one.
Is that what you
Yeah.
Do you generate your own?
But the Morpheus meme is a pre-existing meme.
Yes. What if I told you? Yes.
I just like the deja vu quote, mm-hmm. you know.
Exactly. Deja vu is usually a glitch in the matrix. I like that a lot. We're actually going to watch that for the first time with my 12-year-old this coming week.
Oh, nice.
Because we decided he's old. 12, do you think 12 is old enough to watch The Matrix?
I think that was about
I would say so.
How old I was
it's
when
just
I
the
watched
violence.
It.
So there's no like nudity or anything. Like, you know, it's just the guns.
It's hard to make the decision as to what is appropriate at that age. I mean, my dad took me to see Basic Instinct, and that seemed wrong on some. Have you seen that movie?
No. I've seen a lot of clips of it.
Now you have to go see the whole thing.
Yeah, now I gotta watch
it. You gotta watch it. And imagine a young girl going to see it with her dad, and her dad panicking and trying to decide, do I walk out and waste my money, or do I hang in there? He didn't. He was a cheapskate. He would not walk out on that one. Yes, Craig, do you think you've got the first meme?
No, I can't. There's a lot of internet disagreement on what the first meme was, surprisingly enough.
Is there a theory?
It's hard to quantify.
What's the first theory that jumps
out
at you?
A lot of, no. Everyone
That's
says it's something different. That is the beauty of it.
It came out of nowhere sort of thing.
And they probably both know the famous scene from Basic Instinct, by the way.
The
one with the leg cross.
She's being interrogated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's in a white dress. She's being interrogated.
I like Nick trying to access his memory bank. He had like a faraway look. I like that. He was like, what? Wait, remind me again. She crosses. What happens when she...
Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. These are all things.
Yeah. What happens when she uncrosses her legs? She's not wearing any panties. More after this on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. It's Music Monday. I'm pretty late. Here with their song, Wisdom Teeth, is Peasantry.
I get excited about my wisdom teeth. Sometimes the wisdom gets a hold of me. I'll crawl down the hall and brew some tea to ease the pain. My gums shine bright pink as can be, like all the piggies on the Capitol tree. They squeal and squeal on their need of green, green feet. We'll roll around and smother up your nose. Mind this boss man, take care of me. Tell me what I should do with my teeth. No wonder you wanna rip me of my needs. Pooling, you know that pooling. You know that pooling. Thank you.
That's Wisdom Teeth by Peasantry. And Nick and Cyrus are live in the Allstate Showcase studio.
Awesome.
And one, there comes a moment when you hear someone playing a chord and you go, he's got to follow that note to the end of its sort of coming, wherever that's about to go. So I was like, oh, and he's going to get there. Can I ask, did either one of you write Wisdom Teeth?
Yeah, that was one of my songs.
That was one of your songs? And what inspired Wisdom Teeth?
So it was when I had my wisdom teeth.
Uh-huh. I would imagine that's...
Because
I wasn't sure if it was that or it was one of those writing sessions where someone said, no, you can't write a song about anything. And you said, watch, I could write a song about wisdom teeth.
Yeah, it was... there was a period where the wisdom teeth were kind of putting pressure on my eardrums.
Mm-hmm. That happens.
Just getting headaches and stuff. And
did you know it was the wisdom teeth?
I had a pretty good feeling it was.
Or you were hoping.
After a while, I would just... thought, well, there's nothing really else it could be, hopefully.
Exactly. That's when you go, wisdom teeth or tumor. I'm going to hope. I'm really fingers crossed for wisdom teeth. Yeah. Nick, when he presented the song, you were like, no, seriously, wisdom teeth?
I was into it. I love, like, odd songs like that.
Absolutely.
You know, I think those ones are better than, like, the standard, like, I want to hold your hand type songs that have been done a million times.
Except for the one that actually is, I want to hold your hand.
The very first one. Is like
except for the original. Pass, you know? Well, there does come that moment where people have said there's only 7 original ideas. Have you heard that theory? And everything else is just sort of an extrapolation from them.
Okay.
Is this a variation on them? Maybe it's just stand-up comics say that. Well, there's an idea that it's like man against man, man against nature, you know, those kinds of like there's like just... Maybe it's 7 original sins. I might have this backwards.
Okay. Well, it seems like you always get ideas from other people's ideas, kind of a thing. So maybe there were just 7 things
at
the beginning.
And then there is that battle to go, wait, I thought of this, right? Just because I was influenced by somebody else, I have to make sure. But yeah, wisdom teeth ain't coming from anybody else. But Cyrus, I'm seeing that completely. And what was the, how did you solve your wisdom tooth problem?
So I did eventually get them out. Mm-hmm. I think about a year later.
A year you suffered with wisdom?
It was a long
How
time.
Long did it take to write that song?
That was pretty quick. It was a couple of days. We've been playing that one for a few years now. But and ironically, I had an amazing experience. No pain, healed really quickly. I went back home.
That's rarely really the description of having your wisdom teeth pulled.
Yeah, it was odd. It was almost like the song helped.
Right? Like somehow it was cathartic for you. Yeah. Were you completely out or were you conscious? Because I only had locals done for mine. I was awake.
I was completely out and they did all 4 at the same time. Mm-hmm. So just got it all done.
Is your hope and dream that when you're going to do a radio interview that we could talk about your wisdom teeth? It's really on you, by the way, for writing the song.
No, I think that was part of it.
It was part of it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk about this on the radio so everyone can hear about it. I love it. I've told my wisdom tooth story. There's something about it. You feel like you've survived something, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I had my doctor give me one of my teeth back so I could have that.
With the whole root and everything?
Yeah. Well, apparently, because I was out too for mine, and apparently they went too hard on my mouth. So all the other teeth were just shattered.
What?
And he was like, this is the one that you can keep.
Oh, you mean the other wisdom teeth were shattered?
Yeah.
I was going to say they shattered the ones next to it. That's a bad job right there. The other 4 the other 3 wisdom teeth were shattered.
I wanted
process.
To get all 4 so I could do something.
What,
like,
I see you say, like, what do you want, like, a necklace? What do you want to do?
Necklace, earrings, and some kind of a ring, maybe.
And with the solitary wisdom tooth that survived, what did you end up doing with it?
I think I just lost it. I didn't follow through.
You're like, well, it's just one. How boring is that?
Yeah, exactly.
It's barely a trophy.
We're wearing it under his shirt right now.
Is he? Really? He doesn't want to. Doesn't want to show. He's had it gold. He had it dipped. Now, Cyrus, where are you from originally?
I grew up in North Carolina, a small town called Wilmington, North Carolina.
It's not that small. People are familiar
not that
with
small,
Wilmington.
Yeah. Small city.
Yeah. Well, it's
compared to here, it feels small.
What was it like when you moved here?
It was a huge change. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd only been to Chicago a couple times. I moved here for college.
Where'd you go to school?
Went to Loyola University. We both, actually, our band met there.
Okay.
In college, and that's kind of how we all got started.
Oh, it's a great university.
Yeah.
Brought me here, and I've been here since. So really like it.
Just couldn't afford the trip back home.
Yeah.
I hope that you stay because you love the city. It's a great place to live.
I do, yeah.
And create music, I'd imagine. And Nick, where are you from originally?
I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've performed there, so I do stand up comedy, so I've been
nice.
To Columbus.
Where
great
did you
great audiences at the Funny Bone in that mall right
oh,
there.
Okay.
Yeah.
At Easton?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I spent a lot of time at Eastern in high school.
It's an interesting mall because it's sort of, it seems to be a cross collection of people from different economic backgrounds. Is that a good evaluation?
It's like the biggest mall in that whole area. So like I've heard people from West Virginia like come up and go to Easton, you know, just and spend a day there shopping.
For supplies. we're going to Easton. Yeah. Oh, we're sorry, West Virginia. We don't mean to say like, oh, that's cute, but that's kind of cute. Let me take a quick break here. More after this on 720 WGN.